Вариант 1. Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов. Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A-G. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
I have been working at St. Mary's School for more than 12 years and have witnessed the most rapid development in the history of the school, in the building programme, in numbers of students, in variety of courses, and in staff, both quality and quantity. It is not surprising that our results get better and better. I care deeply about the issue of learning, and I have always tried to help individuals find out their own particular learning style and capacity. Teaching is my third career. I was also a lawyer and a journalist, and now I'm intending to develop my interest in counselling.
Speaker 2. Looking back at my stay in Richmond School, I can say that I not only had the most enjoyable and unforgettable time, but I also successfully completed my mission, which consisted of three main purposes. Firstly, I managed to improve my English. Secondly, being German assistant was a very useful experience of working and important for my future career as a language teacher. It encouraged me and confirmed my belief that I have chosen the right profession. I also had the opportunity to know the English way of life. Speaker 3.
To sum up 10 months in a few lines, first I should say, when I arrived in England, I didn't know what to expect. But after a week at school, I knew I would have a great time here. There was such a great atmosphere in the staff room and everyone was very friendly and ready to talk to me, to speak French, to discover France and the French language. Working near London has been a great experience. People are very friendly and open-minded. You can do whatever you want. What I really miss is London's nightlife. Working at school has been easier than I thought it would be. Teachers have been very helpful.
Speaker 4. After leaving Cambridge with a degree in engineering, I spent a year working in central London. So when I applied for a job in Brixton, I was qualified for the post. I soon earned a reputation as a teacher who worked hard for his pupils and was always prepared to give them extra time when asked. Similarly with my colleagues, I was always ready to help, even when that involved some of the less interesting jobs. I came to be in charge of lost property, a thankless task if ever there was one, a job which I approached with my usual determination. However, it was my dedication to the boat club which occupied so much of my spare time. Speaker 5.
I taught physics to all age groups at St. Peter's School, though my preference was for the more academic classes. I remember 3 years ago, I taught a class where 24 pupils achieved grade A. The same year, I took Oxbridge classes and made a contribution to the record number of the offers made. What I most enjoyed was drama, and that led me to become responsible for Drama Club. We put on a few plays and organised staff evenings of entertainment at Christmas.
Speaker 6.
I taught at Elizabeth College for 12 years, working in the geography department, and always got on well with the students and colleagues. There were a lot of duties to carry out, but I never sought praise or promotion. Besides teaching, I ran numerous school teams over the years in both football and cricket. Some say that I have the qualities of an old-style schoolmaster in the very best sense of the term, and that I will make an excellent head of department. Well, who knows?
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker 1.
I have been working at St. Mary's School for more than 12 years and have witnessed the most rapid development in the history of the school, in the building programme, in numbers of students, in variety of courses, and in staff, both quality and quantity. It is not surprising that our results get better and better. I care deeply about the issue of learning, and I have always tried to help individuals find out their own particular learning style and capacity. Teaching is my third career. I was also a lawyer and a journalist, and now I'm intending to develop my interest in counselling.
Speaker 2. Looking back at my stay in Richmond School, I can say that I not only had the most enjoyable and unforgettable time, but I also successfully completed my mission, which consisted of three main purposes. Firstly, I managed to improve my English. Secondly, being German assistant was a very useful experience of working and important for my future career as a language teacher. It encouraged me and confirmed my belief that I have chosen the right profession. I also had the opportunity to know the English way of life. Speaker 3.
To sum up 10 months in a few lines, first I should say, when I arrived in England, I didn't know what to expect. But after a week at school, I knew I would have a great time here. There was such a great atmosphere in the staff room and everyone was very friendly and ready to talk to me, to speak French, to discover France and the French language. Working near London has been a great experience. People are very friendly and open-minded. You can do whatever you want. What I really miss is London's nightlife. Working at school has been easier than I thought it would be. Teachers have been very helpful.
Speaker 4. After leaving Cambridge with a degree in engineering, I spent a year working in central London. So when I applied for a job in Brixton, I was qualified for the post. I soon earned a reputation as a teacher who worked hard for his pupils and was always prepared to give them extra time when asked. Similarly with my colleagues, I was always ready to help, even when that involved some of the less interesting jobs. I came to be in charge of lost property, a thankless task if ever there was one, a job which I approached with my usual determination. However, it was my dedication to the boat club which occupied so much of my spare time. Speaker 5.
I taught physics to all age groups at St. Peter's School, though my preference was for the more academic classes. I remember 3 years ago, I taught a class where 24 pupils achieved grade A. The same year, I took Oxbridge classes and made a contribution to the record number of the offers made. What I most enjoyed was drama, and that led me to become responsible for Drama Club. We put on a few plays and organised staff evenings of entertainment at Christmas.
Speaker 6.
I taught at Elizabeth College for 12 years, working in the geography department, and always got on well with the students and colleagues. There were a lot of duties to carry out, but I never sought praise or promotion. Besides teaching, I ran numerous school teams over the years in both football and cricket. Some say that I have the qualities of an old-style schoolmaster in the very best sense of the term, and that I will make an excellent head of department. Well, who knows?
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А1-А7. Вы услышите разговор матери с сыном. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1-А7 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют. 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано, то есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Morning, Mum.
Good morning, James. Will you please help me get breakfast ready?
Sure, Mum.
The breakfast's good today.
Shall I help you wash the dishes when we finish?
Thanks, but not this time. Let Father do it. You'd better go and tidy up your room.
Oh, by the way, Mum, what will we do this Sunday?
Well, there are a lot of things we can do, but I think we have to talk to Dad about it first. I'm afraid he'll want to stay home.
Oh, well, if he wants to stay, I'll go and see a football match then. Manchester United's playing with Chelsea. You know, I like both teams, but my favourite is the Red Devils. You know what I mean?
Course I do. I remember that Chelsea's nickname is the Blues, so I can make out what you mean. We'll see about it. We may drive to the country and can all take a long walk in the wood, then have a picnic by the lake. We haven't done it for a long time.
Oh no, it's so boring. I never enjoy those walks. Besides, they forecast bad weather for the weekend. I'd better stay in town and see a match with friends. It'll be great fun, I'm sure.
All right, but let's talk about it later. It's only Wednesday today.
But it'll be too late then. The boys are buying tickets for the match now. I won't be able to get it later. There'll be no tickets left on the day of the match.
You can always find something to do at home, James. Why don't you invite your friends here? You can watch TV or play computer games if you don't get to the match. Let's wait for Father anyway.
Okay, when will he be back?
I am not sure, but I hope he'll be back at 8 p.m.
All right then. I do hope he'll let me go to the football match.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Morning, Mum.
Good morning, James. Will you please help me get breakfast ready?
Sure, Mum.
The breakfast's good today.
Shall I help you wash the dishes when we finish?
Thanks, but not this time. Let Father do it. You'd better go and tidy up your room.
Oh, by the way, Mum, what will we do this Sunday?
Well, there are a lot of things we can do, but I think we have to talk to Dad about it first. I'm afraid he'll want to stay home.
Oh, well, if he wants to stay, I'll go and see a football match then. Manchester United's playing with Chelsea. You know, I like both teams, but my favourite is the Red Devils. You know what I mean?
Of course I do. I remember that Chelsea's nickname is the Blues, so I can make out what you mean. We'll see about it. We may drive to the country and can all take a long walk in the wood, then have a picnic by the lake. We haven't done it for a long time.
Oh no, it's so boring. I never enjoy those walks. Besides, they forecast bad weather for the weekend. I'd better stay in town and see a match with friends. It'll be great fun, I'm sure.
All right, but let's talk about it later. It's only Wednesday today.
But it'll be too late then. The boys are buying tickets for the match now. I won't be able to get it later. There'll be no tickets left on the day of the match.
You can always find something to do at home, James. Why don't you invite your friends here? You can watch TV or play computer games if you don't get to the match. Let's wait for Father anyway.
OK, when will he be back?
I am not sure, but I hope he'll be back at 8 p.m.
All right then. I do hope he'll let me go to the football match.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А8А14. Вы услышите интервью с британской актрисой. В заданиях А8А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую номеру выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. For most of us, those childhood dreams of becoming a dancer stopped at about the time we became teenagers, but not so for Kerry J. Now at the age of 24, she's a dancer in one of the West End's musicals. Did you always want to be a dancer?
It was basically a hobby that grew. I started off at 5 in my mum's local disco dancing school. Then I moved on to ballet. After dance college, I worked for 4 years on cruise ships, one round the Bahamas, Bermuda, Boston, Miami, and another round Europe and Russia. Cruises are great, as you get to see a lot of places in a small amount of time.
So how did you get the part in Chicago?
I got a private audition through my agent. It was a bit intimidating. I wore a pair of 4-inch heels, and when we had to show off our ballet skills, it nearly killed me. I had 2 auditions, but didn't hear anything for 2 months. I was so shocked when I got the call, I'd completely given up on the job.
What's the best thing about your job, and the downside of it?
I suppose the fact that you are on a major stage in the West End. But I hate Friday matinees. We've got 2 shows back to back. By the time you're out of your costume, you only get 30 minutes to chill. No time to eat. Our second show starts later, so we finish later than normal. Then we have to be back in the theatre for 1 p.m. for the Saturday matinee.
What's a typical day?
I'm usually not in bed before 2 a.m, so I get up about 10 a.m. I go to the gym or occasionally a jazz class. I meet friends who don't work by day either. It's my main chance to socialise. We get to the theatre by 6:15 and put on our makeup. Then we'll get our hair done and put our costumes on. 7:25 p.m. is the half-hour call, followed by a quarter-hour call. At 5 to the hour, we go on stage for a final warm-up.
Do you have to exercise to keep your figure?
Not at all. I don't look after myself as well as I should do. I just pay attention, really. You don't need to do diets or go to the gym daily. Just be aware if you've put on a few pounds, then watch what you're eating. I eat completely normally, including sweets and chocolates, but just not to excess.
How do you see your future?
I can't imagine myself doing anything else. I'd love to get one of the main roles in Chicago eventually. As for getting older in the business, I know a lot of dancers in their mid-30s who are in main parts and doing well.
Any advice for aspiring dancers?
Keep at it. I'd given up on the idea of getting a musical. I'd auditioned twice for Chicago before and not got past the first recall. A good agent does seem to be important if you want to be put up for bigger parts. Be confident and keep practicing. Persistence will pay off.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. For most of us, those childhood dreams of becoming a dancer stopped at about the time we became teenagers, but not so for Kerry J. Now at the age of 24, she's a dancer in one of the West End's musicals. Did you always want to be a dancer?
It was basically a hobby that grew. I started off at 5 in my mum's local disco dancing school. Then I moved on to ballet. After dance college, I worked for 4 years on cruise ships, one round the Bahamas, Bermuda, Boston, Miami, and another round Europe and Russia. Cruises are great, as you get to see a lot of places in a small amount of time.
So how did you get the part in Chicago?
I got a private audition through my agent. It was a bit intimidating. I wore a pair of 4-inch heels, and when we had to show off our ballet skills, it nearly killed me. I had 2 auditions, but didn't hear anything for 2 months. I was so shocked when I got the call, I'd completely given up on the job.
What's the best thing about your job, and the downside of it?
I suppose the fact that you are on a major stage in the West End. But I hate Friday matinees. We've got 2 shows back to back. By the time you're out of your costume, you only get 30 minutes to chill. No time to eat. Our 2nd show starts later, so we finish later than normal. Then we have to be back in the theatre for 1 p.m. for the Saturday matinee.
What's a typical day?
I'm usually not in bed before 2 a.m., so I get up about 10 a.m. I go to the gym or occasionally a jazz class. I meet friends who don't work by day either. It's my main chance to socialise. We get to the theatre by 6:15 and put on our makeup. Then we'll get our hair done and put our costumes on. 7:25 p.m. is the half-hour call, followed by a quarter-hour call. At 5 to the hour, we go on stage for a final warm-up.
Do you have to exercise to keep your figure?
Not at all. I don't look after myself as well as I should do. I just pay attention, really. You don't need to do diets or go to the gym daily. Just be aware if you've put on a few pounds, then watch what you're eating. I eat completely normally, including sweets and chocolates, but just not to excess.
How do you see your future?
I can't imagine myself doing anything else. I'd love to get one of the main roles in Chicago eventually. As for getting older in the business, I know a lot of dancers in their mid-30s who are in main parts and doing well.
Any advice for aspiring dancers?
Keep at it. I'd given up on the idea of getting a musical. I'd auditioned twice for Chicago before and not got past the first recall. A good agent does seem to be important if you want to be put up for bigger parts. Be confident and keep practicing. Persistence will pay off.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.